Good Thursday. Today is November the 13th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're taking a look at weather across the globe in China. The North China Plain had record-breaking rainfall during October of 5.56 inches, leading to flooding and disruptions in their wheat seeding and fall harvest. That rainfall, 750% more than they normally receive. We'll take a look at what that means after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, weather over in China actually making news as the heartland of China's grain production, the North China Plain, was inundated with record rain and flooding during October, rainfall totaling 141.3 millimeters, now that's about 5.56 inches, was reported, and the heavy rain covered the entire region with provinces of Shandong and Henan taking the heaviest amounts. Now, this may not sound like extreme heavy rain, but normal rainfall in that region during October is only about 65 tenths of an inch. That means that 5.56 inches amounts to 750% of what they would normally receive. The record rainfall fell in a region in China that accounts for about 60% of the country's wheat production and almost one-third of its corn output. That makes the October deluge significant both in terms of the timing and its placement. Now, the heavy rain brought extensive delays to winter wheat seeding and corn harvest. Published reports note that the winter wheat seeding was over 25% complete as of October 30th. That rate is well behind their average. USDA's Foreign Ag Service reference points to September and October as the average winter wheat seeding period, similar to winter wheat seeding timeframes here in the United States and Canada. Now, market reaction to the news has been lukewarm, but wheat prices rallied to begin the last week of October, which could have been in part related to the problems in China caused by that heavy rain. The delayed planting of the winter wheat was mentioned as part of the reason in the rally in wheat, so that certainly adds to credibility, according to DTN. Contributing Canadian grains analyst Mitch Miller. Now, with wheat being so oversold, this fundamental development could have also had a major impact moving forward. China has not been a major wheat importer, so as a surprise, there could have been a significant market impact. The record North China Plain rainfall also illustrates the frequency of heavy precipitation occurrences across the world related to ongoing higher temperatures. According to the latest World Climate Assessment from the International Panel on Climate Change, the frequency and intensity of heavy precipitation events likely have increased at the global scale over a majority of land regions with good observational coverage. Heavy precipitation has likely increased on the continental scale over three continents, that being North America, Europe, and Asia. Now, the North China Plain weather pattern cleared during the last half of October. At that time, the Chinese government initiated a 60-day emergency campaign to help get the wheat seed and fall harvest done. Help to farmers included government financing, extra equipment and operational crews, field drainage to hasten the pace of drying, and bringing in grain dryers and crews to limit the spoilage of harvested grain. This mobilization is another example of how weather extremes lead to greater expense in time, equipment, and labor to manage the impact. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions once again. Pick up where we left off yesterday, actually, in the second segment, visiting with Stephanie Hoff and Rachel Burris, discussing ideas for new farmers that want to add conservation practices to their operation.
Rachel Burris wears many hats. She's a beef farmer, an agriculture advocate, and a conservation coach. You mentioned you have a diversified operation, and you suggested starting small. But where do we start? Do we start with the livestock side? Do we start with the crops? What's best?
It probably depends on your interest in your operation. That's what I was saying. This year, I kind of started partnering with a large dairy that is adjacent to my land and said, hey, what do you think if I put some cover crops out there and then you'll have all the soil health benefits, the integration of agriculture, the living roots, all of those, check all of those boxes. I'll pay for the seed, no harm to you. But then as a livestock producer, I'm extending my grazing season. too. So kind of really being creative and looking around the landscape of, hey, what can I do? Think out of the box and, you know, push yourself.
How do you measure success of a conservation project?
I would say a lot of it, for me, it's seeing that biology. That's one of those things where, you know, where you can see all of the bees in this sunflower field is filled with butterflies and bees and birds. So for me, I manage with a biology brings biology standpoint. So when I, you know, dig in the soil, am I seeing that soil biology, seeing those worms? Taking a shovel out is always going to be your top best judge of what you're doing for your soil. But for me, like I said, a lot of it's providing that habitat out on the land. Yeah. And then just overall kind of yield. You know, I think that you can kind of see things improve over time. You should always look for that too. If you can motivate or inspire someone else to try something, that would be a good measure of success, is if you're doing it well enough that you get other people to try it too.
Rachel Baressa, along with us, a beef producer. What we heard today, collaboration is key to lasting change. Her advice, start small, stay flexible, and build that network as you work to implement conservation practices on the farm. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
And thanks, Stephanie. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.